This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But Luther Burden Jr., or Luther Burden III, is who we went with at 31 because I am sold. And yes, we have him going running back in round four with Tootin, Mr. 429 at the combine. Kyle Williams, another receiver. I love receivers and getting receivers in the draft. But Luther Burden, to me, is too talented. And Rob, I've seen so many of these mocks going offensive line. That's a project, man. They need someone to play now. And I know Jalen Moore was a fifth-round pick, but he's had a couple years of seasoning in the NFL, and being behind Trent Williams doesn't suck. One of the best ever at left tackle. But that's who they're going with. That's who they're going with. But give Patrick Mahomes wide receivers. And I know on paper you'd say, well, Worthy's coming back, and Brown, and Rashee Rice. It's a good quarterback room. That's true. That looks great on paper. It looked great on paper last year, didn't it? Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy, the hotshot rookie, running a 4-2-1. Hollywood Brown. But then all of a sudden, the first preseason game happens, and Hollywood Brown's hurt on the first play. Then all of a sudden, Rice gets hurt in L.A. against the Chargers, and he was off to a great start, and he's gone for the year. So essentially, you're without your number one and number two, and all of a sudden, you're asking your first-round pick to step up, and he wasn't ready to step up early in the season, got better as the season progressed, had trouble with his placement there on the sidelines. And I do think Xavier Worthy is better than just a 4-2-1 speed guy. This guy did lead the University of Texas in catches and yards for three straight years. Two of those 3 years, he led him in touchdowns. So it's more than a nine route, more than a vertical route guy. He's the whole route tree is what he does. Yes, on paper, it looks good. But that's not how the NFL works. Injuries happen. Suspensions happen. Don't forget, Rashee Rice could be missing some games. All right, so say Rice is out for at least 4 to 6 games. He's out. Then you have another receiver injury. Then all of a sudden, you're asking Xavier Worthy to step up, and you're hoping Hollywood Brown is healthy. Didn't think Hollywood Brown would be back this year. It was fortunate that he came back this year, but plan wasn't to have him back this year because he was going to make that cash by having a good season last year. But that, didn't, of course, didn't work out for the Kansas City Chiefs. But my thing is just keep supplying him with weapons. That's why, Rob, Luther Burden was just too good to pass up at 31.
So I have no problem with them going receiver. And the Chiefs are in a good spot for the draft because they're in a situation where they can take literal best player available. Like, outside of running back in the first round, which I would literally hate. But other than that, they can take basically any position in the first round and I'll be like, cool. My concern is, and this is going to sound like I'm hating, and that's fine. I like Luther Burden, the player, but I feel like the Chiefs have a bunch of Luther Burden-type receivers on their roster already. He's what, 5'11", 6', depending on what you read. He's about 200 pounds. Like, I don't need a third player that is eerily similar body build to Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. Give me a little bit different. Like, when the Chiefs had the Legion of Zoom, the Legion of Zoom.
I don't think that's fair, though. He did measure at 6 foot at the combine, and he's
give me that Sammy Watkins type who's 6'2", 6'3".
But he's 206 pounds. That's significantly bigger than Xavier Worthy.
He is bigger. But his body type's very Rashee Rice. Rashee Rice-ish. That one gave me a lot of problems. And I just want a big boundary type. I remember when the Chiefs were dominant, they had you always called him the get a first down guy. Like, if it was third and five, you throw it to Sammy Watkins. You weren't throwing bubble screens and quick. You were throwing to him to go get a first down. I want that type of receiver, more of a boundary type. And when the Chiefs offense has been good, they have had that type of receiver. It hadn't been the jump ball contested catch guy, but they've had the, hey, you can go over the middle and take a hit guy. Luther Burden, based on his body type, isn't really checking that box. So I like Luther Burden, the player. I don't know. I want to see another slot type wide receiver from the Chiefs at 31 when I think they've checked that box a couple times over. And they brought Hollywood Brown back, who is also that same body type. Give me a little different in
the
room.
He is the same as Worthy. To me, Rob, that's when we backed off Worthy in the mock draft process last year when they signed Hollywood Brown. Like, you can understand why you do that, right? Because then the whole thought was you have Hollywood Brown for 1 year. Xavier Worthy's going to be here for the long haul. But I backed off of Worthy last year when Hollywood Brown was here because of that same thing you're saying.
I just feel like Burden is too similar. I want something different. I want a little change of pace. And you know what? If they took him at 31, I wouldn't be upset by it. I would just feel like we're kind of just duplicating the same player over and over and over again on the receiver room. Let's shake it up. Let's be a little different. Let's find a 6'2", 6'3", type of guy that can, you know, change things a little bit.
And I'm okay with that because that isn't a tool. It's in the toolbox. Tedrall McMillan is obviously one of those guys. With his height, his physicality, what he can do. Tedrall McMillan out of Arizona, which it looks like, I mean, more and more mocks have him sliding. I'm shocked because, to me, he was identifiable, the number one receiver coming in the draft. And Matthew Golden started making that run, 4.29 speed. But again, Gunnar Helm, the tight end, actually led Texas in receptions this past year. And I do like Gunnar Helm, a tight end. But regardless, so who is it? Agbuka from Ohio State. Again, the faux pas with Veach taking Ohio State guys. That comes into play.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.